And in the center of the room is a little pedestal with four little cubbies in the top. You can see them here. One, two, three, four. And around the side of the room are 21 little baskets with little figures in them.
21, huh?
What kind of figures?
There's one, a Mobius strip that matches the thing Toad found.
Uh-oh.
There's a circle. There's a sun, there's a moon, there's a pair of horns, there's a skull, there's a scale,
So, all right.
there's a
I
hammer,
endeavor to find out
there's a
which god
wheel,
is missing
there's a heart,
from the 21.
which there are 21
There are
gods.
22 by my count.
Are there 22 gods? There are 22 little things. How do I not know how many gods I made?
12, 13,
Oh.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,
There are
22.
22
There are
gods.
22.
There are, the highest trump card is 21, but there's a zero trump card. So there's
Well, I
22 little
quickly
things.
hoard all the little cute statues.
It...
Are any of them
Toad has a
ring
lot of little
shaped?
statues. Oh, and there's also there's kind of O's, little Cheerios. There's some Cheerios.
Wait,
wait,
they're
what?
just Cheerios?
What?
No, they're not Cheerios. They're kind of like O's. There you have one already. You found one in the tomb of the first room.
Oh, I don't remember that. A long time ago.
Was it on a pendant?
You did. There's a little circle. There's not a pendant, just like the pendant you found.
And it's, can I fit my finger through it?
Yes. You can. But I think the toad had it, so you don't have it.
Oh. Well, I have another one, right?
You have this bunch. There's like 20 in this little box, and there's a bunch of them in it. But you have
Wait,
funny little
one of the
things.
boxes
And
had
there's more
20?
Mobius.
What was in the second? There
All the
nothing?
boxes. There's like 20 in every
Oh,
box. The second one was pillaged. There was nothing in the tomb. There's a sword. There's kind of a mess of a thing. You can't quite tell what it is. There's a teardrop.
okay,
so
well, let's put a circle on in one of the cubbies. Does anything happen?
Which there's also wait, there's one more thing in the room before I do that. Underneath the pillar itself, it's not really a pillar, it's kind of a table. It's got four little legs holding up the thing where you put the four things. And coming up under the table is one of the snake mouths that you feed blood.
Oh, great. Another one of those.
Okay, what do you think the four different sections of the temple represented? Which gods?
Well, one of them was Didis, right? The goddess of love, lust, and sex.
Yeah, so let's put the small phallus that is a symbol of Didis into one of the quadrants.
Okay, which
The bin
bin?
closest to Didis, like the top left.
Okay.
And the one we just did is going to be Havira, right? Cycles.
Yeah, I think so. And that is an Mobius
Okay,
strip.
yeah.
We put that. Is that a Mobius? Yeah. Then, what's. There's like war? I think war. There's Goddess of War, that's Ares.
Yeah, there's a little sword as a
Okay, I
symbol
put a
there.
sword in the bottom right
You
quadrant.
recognize it.
And what was the other room? It was the watery room? No.
One will have to
Yeah.
be,
Yeah.
oh, I think, right?
Wait, what was it? What was in the statue? On the statue? Oh, they were
Isn't
loving next. They were.
statue of someone giving birth or something like
That
that?
was the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. Oh, okay.
The
Sorry.
second
So I
one
think I got the
was
order wrong.
sex.
Yeah. So I correct the order. So the phallus is bottom. Okay, well, we number the rooms. The 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
One is O, which is a small circle.
It's a circle.
Yeah, right. A circle. Then it goes circle, 2 is phallus, 3 is sword, and 4 is Mobius strip.
Okay, you place
then those. Then I stick the boy's hand into the snake.
It bites down. You've never seen one bite down before. Oh. And the boy screams, and it sucks blood out of him, and you drop.
Oh, it's an elevator.
Wait.
Yeah, and it actually doesn't drop very quickly. It kind of drops slowly. It's a pretty ghetto elevator. Yeah. And it's quite dark. Do you guys have torches?
Yes, we do. Lots, heaps, many.
No. Your torch sputters and dies.
I'll light another one.
The one torch you have.
Grim in the darkness.
But luckily,
a
single firefly.
Wait.
A single firefly takes a loop around the room.
Colin, how are we supposed to kill the hamster? Was there.
We just had to beat him up. A plan for how you're going to kill the hamster. But he wasn't that tough. He was at 2 hit points.
Yeah.
You almost killed him. Like maybe.
Oh, so we could have killed him if we really put an effort into it.
Like, I mean, I like almost.
Yeah, Chris, if you and I hadn't played twos.
Yeah.
But you also had no cards. All
right.
But, like, the reason I played twos.
I don't think I should have dealt you two.
Because I ran out of good cards.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
trying to grab the key.
Like, everything was one hit, like, forever. I don't know why I gave you two.
Got stabbed in the face.
You wanted me to die. I think you wanted to kill me. I accepted.
No, I thought you had 3 hit points.
I got really 3 hit points, and honestly, I thought I got a 1.8. I think that's.
Yeah. That's really high.
I got a 1.4 and a 1.8.
It should be pretty dense around 1.
Okay.
So, anyway, someone does clap the bug. With the boy, you see him. He claps the bug.
Wait a second.
He does.
Wait, well, there's the bug?
Wait.
Now it's dark.
There's a firefly. Is his other hand still trapped? Isn't he weak from blood loss?
He's not weak from blood loss, and the other hand is not trapped. It just bit him, and then it let go. And he clapped the bug.
It's dead?
And for a second, his hands glow. And then it fades.
See, what did you do? I punch him.
I say, good work.
Ow!
You're a horrible person, I say to the boy.
Ow! You lose him in the darkness, though. Your second punch hits nothing. You punch again.
I search around.
No, you don't. There's no way he can hit me. I've got to go patient.
Stopped, right? Yeah, no, get us out of here.
Okay, you don't hit now.
Wait, did the thing stop or it's still going?
Yep. The elevator stops.
Can we get out?
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. You see my screen? You notice that my drawing is not consistent at all?
It's okay.
All of a sudden, the elevator is round.
Wow. What a miracle.
Before we leave, I need to fill my bag with all of the trinkets.
Toad puts many trinkets, many in his bag. He's got like 200 trinkets. Go ahead and write that down.
What's the point? It'll just get deleted.
Oh, you're right.
It's a metaphor for life. Go ahead and write
that down. I will mark in this recording. Let's see, what's a word we haven't used so far? Chameleon. I have 200 trinkets. So now we just have 30.
I don't know if you can control F in the audio.
Put it in Skype.
But we're going to use a different Skype. I'll write it. Yeah.
You want to type up a transcript.
Oh, my God.
Better you
can imagine.
Let's wait till we have thousands of fans and then they can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would anyone do that? That would be like, if you put a list of like good ways to spend your time, that would be like essentially the last thing.
This is the sort of
transcript of our sessions.
This is the sort of thing fans do. They do this strange, nonsensical.
I'm glad that we don't have any fans then. It gives me.
Yeah, it does
comfort.
Make it sound kind of malevolent.
Our fans would be malevolent because they have to listen to us a lot.
Our fans, no, they'd be great. They'd be super nice. They'd do stuff like
transcribe our set.
You know. Anyway, your eyes gradually adjust to the darkness.
Mine don't. I shut mine. I don't need them.
Yeah.
Okay, now it doesn't need them. And you see there's a little hallway in front of you.
Let's go down the hallway.
I make clicking noises.
Lead us.
Now I'm making clicking noises.
Lead us, O echolocator.
I lead the way.
You find.
I make clicking noises too. Doesn't help.
Another firefly flies and lands upon Toad's head. And you guys can see him a bit. And you see that in the wall there is, guess what?
A thing. I shove the boy into it.
A blood-sucking mouth.
Wait.
And over it, it says, the Lonely Walk.
Wait, let's consult your map, Chris. We are here. We have to go through the hallway of crabs. We haven't
found them yet.
It's not
like two hallways. And
the hallway of crabs?
We have a picture of.
Yeah, I do know.
Going down.
So, can you wait, describe those things.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, so there's stairs going up?
No, these are, sorry, these are just big, like, kind of rocks on the floor. And there's little.
And this looks like a door with, like, a circle thing.
With the gaps between them, there's a door here, yeah, next to the mouth. And the gaps between them look a little bit like the blade thing that you earlier.
Oh,
okay.
And you're.
Wait, the gaps.
But they're not blading.
But things come out of the floor?
Stones, gaps, and blades. Stone blade holes.
So what's this thingy? Gaps. What's this thingy?
That's the thingy.
The circle with the rectangle.
That's a door.
No, yeah, that.
This is a door.
Okay. A door. And there's a hallway going to the left of the door and a hallway going to the right of the door?
Yes.
Let's go to the left.
Always go left.
Left. Where's my...
Always go left. Mallard.
You find some
more
walkway.
Chris, do you remember that? You're in sewers.
Oh,
What happens when we go to the end of that walkway, Colin?
Go left.
You keep. Oh, God. I put the zoom to
17. We'll close our eyes. Okay. Never mind. Yeah.
You keep going?
Oh, God. The door shuts.
Circle.
It is, in fact, a circle. You go all the way around.
Well, then.
Well, okay.
This is easy. I stick the boy into the snake head.
Okay. The snake. This one doesn't bite down.
Oh, I have to put blood.
You have to actually feed this
I one. Cut the boy's hand into the snake.
Do you have the helmet with
oh,
the
Oh, yeah.
Let's use that first.
It's a skull, though. I pour the blood from the skull into the thing.
Okay. Where is everybody standing?
Not on the blade just thing.
Far away. I'm standing on the ceiling, to be honest. I'm
back
full
up S top of the elevator shaft.
Propped up against the walls.
The blade
I'm
gaps,
outside the tree.
The blade gaps are everywhere. You cannot not be on top of a blade gap. Blade
Can
gaps
I be farther away from the blade gap?
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought we could stand like fully on one of the stone things. Okay.
They're too narrow. You would get. Also, the way the blades like attack, they go like wiggle back and forth, so like they would hit the areas that they're not.
I don't.
And all of these lines are blade gaps, Colin.
There's just blade gaps everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, so okay. I don't care. I poured them.
Yeah, let's do it anyway.
Guys, wait. Let's do this more intelligently, though.
I do need to know.
So you guys
are,
should
though.
Go stand on the other side so when the door shuts, you only have to walk through like one blade gap to get out. Do you see what I mean?
Door shuts?
Like, so the door is going to shut and cut off Snakehead.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah.
So she can get on that side.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, wow. I will stand on this side.
That's uncomfortable.
200 million trinkets. I didn't see that.
Could I use... Oh, okay. I have a really good idea.
Oh, my God.
Colin, I balance the blood goblet skull. So it's sitting in the snake head, but there's no blood. Like, the blood is still in the skull. Then I'm going to go stand with my friends by the door, and I will one by one throw my trinkets into the blood goblet until it fills up enough that the blood spills out into the head.
That is brilliant, actually.
This could possibly work, but it will need
good execution. No, because I'll fill it up, like, most of the way now. And then I'll only need to throw, like, two trinkets in or something.
But you could, like, knock it over and then just the blood would go on the floor. There's a decent odds of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're tipping me
good. Okay, I'll get a good throw. Does anyone have better throws than I do?
Yes, brilliantly good. No, actually, my cards are bad. Never mind.
Hey,
none of that. All right, I'll throw a trinket. I want to pick a trinket of a god that favors me. The god of the unknown, the death traveler.
The ye trinkets are not uniform. Each one is just a random mass of chaoticness.
Okay, I pick the most random.
You pick one, but specifically random.
And then I throw it. And then I throw it.
Is it? DC8.
I will draw a card. Oh, I drew a 10. The hero fan. Gain effect if you fail. I use it to succeed.
Ye blesses your throw, and for unknown reasons, it lands beautifully in the bowl, and the blood. A few drops of it poured.
Quick! Jump through the
door. And the door swings open and blades.
Oh, that sounds painful. I will jump like a maniac through the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might be able to get through before the blades go. It's going to be pretty hard. We'll go. It's a 9 to get through. Before the blades go.
Ah, I use my 12 that I just drew. Knight of Swords.
Oh, that's fitting.
Yeah, that's so true.
The Knight of Swords.
I ride my steed over the swords.
Is it a 9 for all of us?
Dance. Wait, steed? No,
the Knight of Swords is riding a horse. I don't know. Follow!
All right, guys.
Yeah, I go. Through? Door?
Right, oh, yeah. Numbers.
Yeah, DC 9. Not getting of swords.
DC 9.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We should have saved some of that blood, honestly.
I'm going to play a 3. Oh, I get a draw first.
You know how much blood Toad's body would be
worth? Guys, I just do it again. And I'm playing it.
You drew what?
The Hermit. It's a 2 I'm playing.
God. Chris, no. You don't have that many points.
Well, I have less now.
How many do you have?
5.5.
Oh, my God.
That's not so bad.
No, you're fine. Take a hit. 9, what you got for me? DC9.
I'm playing a 2.
Take a hit.
Chris, you are my brother in 2s.
Brother in...
Wait, was that a... Did I just click that or not? I think I just took 0.1 damage. Is that possible?
You could have taken 0.1 damage.
I'm not sure if I clicked it right.
God, this stupid game.
It's too chaotic.
It's great. I think it's really good.
I think it's chaotic. This is... For a dungeon crawl, it's totally fine.
No.
Just
hit your point. Hit
points is great. Just don't give lots of people twos or something. Two hits.
Yeah, because a two hit gives you a...
Because two hits could be like... It could be four damage or it could be zero damage.
That's cool, though. It's really unlikely that it's zero, right?
It's pretty unlikely it's two.
It's weird as a DM because you're used to having a lot of control.
Ha!
And your control is taken away. So you guys... Chris and Nala get hit by the sword. So does the boy.
He's almost dead, right?
No, the way this worked before is you guys played cards for the boy, right?
Did we?
That's how it works. So who wants to play for the boy?
I'll do it.
I'll do it. I've got some cards I don't like.
No, I said first.
And Nala gets it. First come, first serve.
Yeah, I'm playing this for.
I take it the boy's taking a hit. Okay. The boy takes a hit.
Sorry, boy. Does he have a name?
Do any of you
have a sick man, or a diseased fellow, or something like that?
Sick boy.
Sick boy. Ah, but you come out. You come out and you see you're on the ground.
Whoa, dirt.
Or the earth. The good old earth. Is anyone here?
That does not match this map.
Yeah.
Amber? Did anyone here
follow? Amber? I don't think so.
It does follow. Amber is the god of
earth, farmers,
Amateur. There's a T.
I'm indifferent.
Not in my spreadsheet. My spreadsheet is A-H-M-E-R.
Wow. This is A-M-E-T-E-R.
Wow.
How did that happen?
It's nothing like
it. Are we talking about the god of the earth and farmers?
He's not the guy of consistency or spelling, though.
Definitely not. I am not. I'm indifferent.
Yeah, I'm indifferent.
Indifference.
Okay. It's just that you might be glad to be on Earth again. You might give a prayer.
Okay.
And you come out and you find that there's a big, big, gigantic tree in front of you.
Wait,
sure. We're in between.
We're underground.
You're right here.
What is that? Is that a pillar?
But we were already in a tree.
How
can there be a tree in a tree?
There's a tree in a tree? No, there is on our map. Look at Chris's little map. There's like
this. We just got out of the first tree. We're like halfway there.
No. We're under the tree. There's another little tree under the tree. And then there's another little tree under the tree under the tree. Do you see this? It's just repeated.
Where's the little tree?
Okay, so see how the long, vertical shaft?
Yeah.
Down in the middle. That's the elevator. And then we go out this hallway with the dots. Yep. I don't know what that means. And we come out to the circle thing.
Oh, I see where you're saying.
I'm not sure if it makes sense. But then there's a secondary tree.
So when we look up, what do we see up?
Darker.
You see... this tree is going up above
you. Stars?
You see
no,
stars?
No, we don't.
You see mostly branches, but
that's
see some stars.
Bullshit.
Yes, you do.
And what's this oval thing? What is all the... Describe... God, I don't understand.
What is the drawing? Yeah. Okay, so right in this thing, there is a pipe coming out of the ground and running into the tree.
Ooh.
The tree has kind of grown up over it a little bit, but there's a pipe into the tree. There's also a big piece of stone that is stuck into the side of the tree. And carved onto it is this. Which is, I don't know if you can tell.
The wizard was
a figure in the distance. And there's a bridge and the figure's walking across the bridge and there's a path leading away.
Yeah, that's really useful.
It's a big kind of picture of a guy on a branch.
Great. Why didn't we just climb down one of these pillars instead of going through the whole temple thing?
You can go around in either direction.
Yeah, right. But I go around to make sure that that is the circle. The
Which
left.
Way do you go?
Counterclockwise.
The left.
Oh, what? Another one.
Okay, you find the base of another gigantic tree.
And does it...
and another pipe leading into it. And this time,
Snakesies. The picture is. I don't like that.
Snake.
Two snakesies.
Obviously, we have to go in that one.
Yeah. You find, on the gap between the two trees, you find a very ornate set of armor that matches the sword and maybe a bone or two.
I put it on.
Okay, put nice armor on in your. This is a princess. Continue around the tree.
Yeah, one other thing I want to do is check. Put my head to the pipe and hear. Do I hear anything running through it?
Yes.
Is it blood? Do you know what it sounds like when there's blood running through a pipe?
You do not know what it sounds like when there's blood running through a pipe.
What?
Continue around. You find a third gigantic tree. Between these two trees, there are many bones, human bones. There's a little circle of stones with ashes in it and a little pile of wood. And over here, you see someone has, like, taken a big
cut. A man after my own heart.
And above you, there's kind of a wooden platform.
I investigate it. Does it look like the handiwork of my friend?
You know, it kind of does, actually.
What's his name?
The Tree Dweller?
Tree Dweller, I shout.
Digger!
Oh my gosh!
Is that you? A man
above you. Oh my gosh! I'm wearing this armor, but I'm actually not. This is not my armor. I am me. I am the Digger.
I gave up hope, my friend. Here, join me. He throws
down a rope. I clamber up.
He pulls
it up. I give him a fraternal kiss. He gives
him a fraternal kiss. He says,
Tree Dweller, I must introduce you to these, my friends who helped me get here.
Yes. Are they trustworthy? Well, then let's leave them down there. Here, come here. He pulls you over. He has a nice little house there. He has a bunch of, like,
how do you get the meat?
This is
so cool.
I offer
him some fish. Probably missed this.
Fish! Oh, my friend! Oh, he gives you a hug. You haven't had fish and you haven't had meat.
Oh my gosh, I'm having a great time.
Oh, he says, this is wonderful. I see you finally made up the nerve to come through that horrible temple. You know, I've been thinking this whole time that you were right.
How did you get through the temple?
I was pretty lucky, really. The golem kept tripping.
What? Wow, that's cool.
He says, I had to give up two fingers. He holds up his hand, he's missing two fingers. Leave them in the basin in the second room? Couldn't figure out how else to get past it. I think you're supposed to have a friend to get you through there, but so I just chopped off two fingers, let him bleed in the basin, and then.
Oh, you did well. Through. That's really smart. I had this really cool friend, and he had these poles, and he was really inventive and did all this stuff, and I told him how great my friend was. And all of us, yeah.
He sounds really
and
impressed.
Then the golem killed him. But he named the golem Hamster. He had a sword that matches his armor, and he could count anything. He was really good at counting. And also, he was really good at nets, and he was really handsome. And all of the girls swooned as he walked down the street.
It sounds like we can write a song about it. He pulls out a banjo from his little tent. Oh, the counting man, the counting
number
man.
Number 4!
He says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's not so good at lyrics, but
I appreciate bad lyrics, so I sing along heartily.
You have an excellent time with your new friend, the tree dweller, and take a hit point.
Wait.
Go ahead. The meal makes you feel a lot better. Eventually, you convince him to bring you guys all up there. You have a party together, and you all
nice.
I could use one of those.
Tree dweller.
Yeah. And maybe you sleep there for the night. Maybe
yeah, I think we should at least see the third tree. Or the fourth tree, I mean.
Okay, what is this? You have this mural is a woman who is pouring out a bottle of wine.
Or blood.
Yeah, or blood. And what's that pendant?
Wine. It's, there's a droplet shaped pendant.
Is that the goddess of Pasaya of the sea? Or no, it's Iman.
No, you think it's... No, you actually think it's Ymara.
Reason, calm, and selflessness.
The other thing is pouring people drinks.
And the other one?
Pouring out a drink, not into a cup.
Oh.
And the final picture is a weeping lady being followed by a column of dead. And you're pretty sure that it is
Hades. Yeah.
Hades. Wow. Okay. So our
Hades.
Tree dweller doesn't seem to have been able to get out of here. But we want to get as much information from him as possible. He's been here for 15 years. Oh, God.
Yeah, he's been here for a long time.
I feel so bad for him and me. But now, no, it's great because I can be even more cavalier with my life and I'll get another character.
Oh, there's one more thing that I didn't tell you about. There's a door. That was an important thing not to tell you about.
Yeah, that sounds important. Where's the door?
There's a door. There's a big kind of like archway, and there's a door, and there's a peephole on the door, and there's no handle.
And does the peephole peep into something? Or peep out? What is in there?
There's a big glowing you see a glowstone switch on the other side of the door.
Do I know what a glowstone switch is?
I told you this at the beginning of the campaign. I don't know if you guys remember. Does anyone remember glowstone?
No.
What it's maybe. Cool about
Wait.
It?
Other than oh, it yeah. It stores... It's like the magic thing.
It's the magic.
It's like there's fireflies and it stores something.
Right. So I guess I will tell you. There's not a lot of magic in the world, but one thing you can do is you can do force at a distance on glowstone. But to gain the power to do it, you have to destroy fireflies. And that's very frowned upon, destroying fireflies, because they're like the source of light.
Yeah, that's why I punched the kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you do kind of these dance moves to move this.
Interactive. It makes sense.
So we can move this stone, basically, by peeping through here if we use the magic, which we don't know how to use or don't want to use. But the boy knows how to do it. And he's...
No. I don't know how to do that.
No, I mean...
That'd be
unholy. Yeah, but we know you do, so don't play...
No, I don't. I don't know.
And tonight, you're not... We're keeping watch, so you can't sneak away through that door, you slimy boy.
Okay, I came here to help you. I can't believe you guys. I brought you the key.
Oh yeah, does the key open the door? Okay.
There's no keyhole.
What is the key for? There's no value to what you gave us until we find out that it has value.
Grandmother said, it's not his grandmother, that's her name. We don't have a name for her. Grandmother said you'd need it. And grandmother knows.
What does she know?
Everything. Grandmother's been along for life.
So she
so
knows
long.
You're like a little spellcasting witch child?
No, I'm not a child and I'm not a witch.
Wait, you can still be a witch child. Like a firefly is neither a fire or a fly. It's a different thing. A firefly is not a fire and it's not a fly. You're a witch child. You're
it's
not a witch.
Or it's like a fly with little fire in its butt.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
Totally
it's
a firefly.
Like there's analogies. You're like immature, like a child, and you have magic, like a witch.
You're immature. You're stupid.
I don't have patience for this kid.
He runs off around the other side of the...
He's going to go through the door.
No, you're standing by the door. He's not going to go through the door.
All right. I have to go to the bathroom in real life.
You have to go to the bathroom in the game?
Sure. BRB.
I turn away.
Where do you go in the bathroom?
Like over where the armor was.
Okay, the boy is over there, but he runs away. Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
I have to go to the bathroom in real life too, actually.
Okay, I'll get water in that case. And find my pen, which I've lost.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
My pen was in
wasn't very far away.
It's a pretty easy quest. Ah, Toad has a secret, actually.
I'm back. I have returned.
Hey, Toad. Do you guys have a nice evening? I assume.
Definitely.
With the guy. Do you sleep?
We should keep watch.
Your buddy who's been living here says it's safe.
Does he ever see snakes, by the way? My buddy, like, because they crawl through the wood? Do they?
He says sometimes he sees snakes, but they mostly leave him alone.
Okay. And he's never tried to open the door? I mean, I'm sure he has tried, but what is he trying?
Well, he's whacked at it a lot. It didn't work.
And does he carve? He's, like, trying to cut through the wood every day? And it grows back, or is he like?
No, he just built a little house
just
here.
Cut that out.
He's been carving steps up the tree, but he hasn't gotten very far.
Okay, cool.
They're pretty nicely carved, but he only has a few steps completed. I think that it looked like to you that he worked on it a little bit, and then he kind of lost hope and didn't work on it. But he's excited now because he thinks with all of you guys here, maybe you can carve steps really quickly. But he's a little worried that he'll run out of food because squirrels are hard to catch.
That's a really good idea. I tried to get these idiots to help me dig a tunnel through the tree, but they didn't want to help me.
Says, well, that's a lot of work digging a tunnel. I think steps is a much better approach.
Yeah, I mean, but I couldn't have built steps when I was in the tunnel because they would have gone like up like 2 feet and then I hit the roof.
He nods like you're very intelligent. You see.
Does he have an axe?
But you're in that big cavern. You could have built those big steps. No, he's been using, he seems to have like 3 or 4 swords that he's been using to cut into things.
What cavern was I in? Oh, the...
Yeah, that was the cavern next
to... But there were these...
For digging.
Yeah. But like then... Wait, that's a really good idea, I say. And then I regret having left him.
And he hugs you again.
Let's never leave each other's sides.
He says never and he looks deeply into your eyes. Never again.
I give him some of my trinkets.
Only like 40 million, though.
Yeah.
He's pretty excited about some of them. There's something he doesn't like. He's like, "What? Why do you carry Hades around?"
I say,
"Curse Hades."
Yeah, to destroy. And then I stomp on it.
He looks even more appalled. You tempt fate, my friend.
I find the one that represents fate. Which one is that one? I don't know.
I know there is one. Fate, justice,
yeah. Sap. Then I fate. Swallow it.
Fate.
Okay, do it. I stomp on that one and then laugh.
Okay. He looks really appalled, and he's like, kind of like, no, don't do that.
I stop stomping on it, and then I hold up another one. I have many of them. Don't worry.
Just give me some of those. And he grabs some of the ones that you're smashing away from.
I give him a lot of them.
He takes them, and he lines the ones he likes up on a little shelf that he's cut into the tree.
I ask him if he knows if what's going through the pipes. Has he ever investigated those pipes?
He has not. He doesn't know what's going through the pipes. He says he thinks it's probably water because he thinks that that's how the trees get watered.
That's very smart, I say.
He nods. He says he mentions how smart he is.
I've always thought he was a smart boy, man. Smart man, smart friend. The smartest of all my friends.
He looks very happy about being told he's the smartest of all your friends. And he looks like superiorly out at the rest of the group.
Yeah.
When you say that.
I offer him a drug.
Zal, what is this?
It will make you very happy.
It's good. Oh, yes.
I say, don't know. Okay.
What's for it now? Where this is our life. We live in a stupid country. I mean, we have nothing to live for. Might as well get high, right? I mean, on the outside, maybe not, but there's really nothing for it here. And with that, he sticks it in his arm and his full face relaxed and kind of like moves upwards and you can tell he's feeling great. Yeah, whew, that's strong. That's amazing. Oh, I think I maybe have a new best friend. hug me.
I hug him. He goes
over to Nalad and wraps his arm. Is that you? He pushes her away and hugs Nalad.
I go off and sulk.
Okay, Toad sulks. He pulls up the ladder to the little tree fort he's in when bedtime. He curls up on his mat for sleeping. And the next day, you can just keep watch at night,
yeah.
You said? Okay. Yeah, you keep watch at night. It does appear that the boy is sleeping very restlessly.
Wait, where is he? He came back?
Eventually he came back, yeah.
He's up to something.
And the sun rises above you.
Whoa.
Yes! I can finally use that card.
That's weird. So the tree... I don't understand this.
The tree...
We're in some other realm.
Trees.
But these trees have grown together.
Yeah.
But it's still underground. No. It's just inside the tree.
Everything... You're just in the middle of the trees. The four trees that make up the tree.
Yeah, I see. I don't understand this map.
They've grown together. You lay the map out on a table and you all look over it. Just you want to show you. Oh, no, yeah. We have it. You're going to look at it.
So, like...
Doesn't... Never mind.
Obviously... So, this is the temple. And the pillars stick down. So, this whole gap thing... By the way, can I look up and see the bridge that leads into the temple? Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't go all the way down.
Yeah, we didn't go all the way down. Can we go all the way down?
Can you?
Yes, we can. We can.
Ah, we can. Guys, wait a second. There are four more quadrants. Do they represent different gods? Yeah, Hades, something and something and something. There's the snakes. Yeah,
okay. Pick up again.
We figure out which trinkets we need.
Okay,
that one is the confusing one.
Janus, this is clear.
Yeah, so we have the snake, that's Janus.
Yeah, Janus.
We've got the one that
you recognize Yamara. This as...
The other one's the the one that I'm looking
at. Hades.
Not that one.
Hades.
There's one.
There's one more.
Maybe. Travelers. That's a traveler. Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, it could easily be a traveler. He's crossing a bridge, maybe? Maybe it's a penguin?
There's certainly a figure in the distance, and it is quite covered up, which is...
Could it be the god of civilization, humans, and the unnatural? Dianite? Diondite?
You don't think there'd be Diondite.
It might be Yi?
Gotta be Yi.
Could be Yi.
Okay, well, we can try all the combination.
I guess so.
The way that it's the door, so when we look at the door, can we get back to the elevator?
The swords
are still like flailing around?
The swords are not flailing. If you go look in there, you see there's no swords.
So we can just walk around and go to the elevator.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you walk around in the elevator? Is that...
I do.
You're trying? Okay, so you step in, and when you step in, swords flail up. First of all, you hear that there's like kind of a thump, thump, thump beat going constantly. And when you step in on the beat, the swords flail up in front of you. And so just like, I'm picturing just Tote being in right now.
Yeah. Not in.
Oh. I'm picturing Tote just steps in and no one else is brave enough. And the swords are up in front of you. And then they die down.
And then they don't ever come back up.
And then on the next beat, they go up again.
And how far apart are the beats in time?
Not particularly far.
I couldn't run into the elevator in time.
I don't think you could run.
Could I smash the door?
Not all the swords are going up, just the ones directly in front of you.
Oh, so I time it and jump. to the next.
You jump to the next one? Yeah. And then the swords go up in front of you and behind you now. And they fall down.
Okay, so I could potentially just go the whole way.
Yeah.
I tell my friends about the situation. My friends, acquaintances, I should say. Are the acquaintances interested in going to the elevator with me, jumping one by one like this?
What about the door with the glowstone switch?
We don't need... Oh, yeah. I don't think that it is, like, easy nor morally right to open that door using glowstone.
Oh.
What do you think? You probably want to use glowstone.
What's the issue with the glowstone?
It's evil.
Unholy.
But not that unholy, right?
Like every single god doesn't like it.
Yeah, but maybe they're not all right about that. Maybe, you know...
I say it's too bright. Not. I don't like bright things.
That's a wussy excuse. Okay, well, hold off on the glowstone unless we really need it.
Let's try and go to the elevator.
The tree jeweler says he'll come with you.
Nice. Another backup character for you.
Great. We stopped once. We should never have stopped. We should have continued on our quest
together.
We'll get that fruit. We'll get that fruit.
And with it, we can bring back to life my great friend.
Yeah, we can bring your friend back. And we can regain our strength with that fruit. We can be young again.
Yeah, these 15 years...
He's getting pretty amped up.
...will be gone. These wasted years of our life.
It'll all be worth it. It'll all be worth it. We'll be young. We'll be strong. We'll be gods. We'll never die. We'll be immortal.
We will become the 23rd and 24th gods. Tree dweller and digger. I will be the god of intelligent things and axes and trinkets. Can I be the god of trinkets?
Yeah, you can be the god of trinkets. And I'll be the god of carpentry and tree platforms and monkeys.
It is limited range, but it's nice.
Great. Let's go to the elevator.
Okay, you two, he follows a few steps behind you.
I'll follow a few steps behind him.
Doesn't get hit. Okay, Chris?
Careful. Yeah.
The boy is standing next to you, looking at you.
The boy's going to disappear using glowstone. I warn. Can you, like, kill him or tie him up or something?
If it wasn't for the boy, he would never have grabbed that globe and taken it with us into the other room. That was a very good thing.
Yeah, but you didn't even use it.
I mean, we used it eventually.
We have the. I still have the emerald.
I used it someday.
Whatever, it's called ruby.
Is it also many faceted?
I don't know. I think I added a facet.
Fauceted?
Oh. Yeah, probably.
It's the line in Eye of Argon about the many faceted scarlet emerald. The end.
What do you do, Chris?
Sorry, I got distracted there.
Chris, are you muted?
No, I'm here.
No, you're
muted. I was muted.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. No, but I was also distracted too, as well as being muted. Sorry.
That's okay. Everyone else is in the tunnel, except for you and the
boy. I'll follow them.
So the boy, they're thinking that the boy might run off. If you go in the tunnel.
Where would he run to? Would he run to the glowstone thing? And bail?
I mean, sort of the only option, really.
Yeah. Is that, is, doesn't, I mean, it, is that that bad?
Into these pipes.
He's gonna, we don't want him to get the shirt without us.
Maybe we can open the pipes.
Maybe I'll say, go ahead, and gesture him to go ahead, and he's not going.
Oh. He shakes his head.
Like, come on. What else are you going to do?
I'll get cut. I got cut last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'll stay here.
I'll be you, fine. You're not going to stay here, though, we think.
I'll be right after you.
Go
I'll
ahead.
Be right after
no,
you.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No.
Well, go ahead. You go ahead. After you.
No, no. Can I just, like, drag
after,
him along?
Go ahead.
I give him a little push.
He gives you
a little push.
It gives you a little push.
A little push.
Okay, you're way bigger. It's really easy.
Wait, can I roll for this?
It is. Yeah, it's okay. A 5 to push him into the thing.
All right, I'll do that. Ooh, nice. I'll play a 7.
Okay, you push him in.
Good. A little coercion.
Because I'm not moving.
I give him a little push.
He steps into this one layer of blades between you and him, and then he says, I'm not moving.
Well,
you'll never join your friends.
This is a problem.
We should have treated him better.
Oh, good. Blow him along the passageway.
Yeah,
it doesn't work brilliantly. Okay.
You blow.
I just blow.
And then... And then you feel suddenly very sick.
Oh. I said I feel very sick.
And you
oh no.
Epically.
Oh man.
All of that meat you ate.
I'm allergic to squirrel.
And you bend over, you vomit, and you vomit.
It's awful.
And it's awful. I mean, you finish vomiting eventually.
I say, that was bad. Is everyone else diseased or just me? Just me. Balls.
Just
you. I weak.
But
I weakly
were all diseased, you'd have to put up with us vomiting too. So really, it's a good thing.
I weakly stand up and say, "Let's go." I'm too ill to argue.
I'm not going anywhere. The blades rise in front of you.
Just time it so you jump over the thing. It's easy. Like
you
this,
that, yeah.
And I show him and jump onto it because he's like onto his platform.
Yeah, you're right next to him. There's like barely enough.
Yeah, but I cleared the things, right?
Yeah, good.
And now there's blades in front and behind of him, right?
Yeah.
I said, let's go to the next one.
He's okay. They fall.
Jump.
He doesn't move. You
jump. I jump.
Okay. You're now standing next to each other on platforms that are next to each other. So when the blades go up, they go up in front of and behind every person,
so
right?
There's an order,
so
right?
Next
so...
to each other. What's that? There's order?
So each on a little platform?
You reach on a little platform and the blades go up. On the platform in front of you, the platform behind you, right?
Yeah.
And you're next to each other. So you each get hit by the blade.
We each get hit by the...
If you're standing on B, then blades come up on A and C. And if you're standing on B and he's standing on C, then blades will come up on A and C and B and D. And that includes B and C, which is where you're standing.
Didn't help. That was too many letters.
That's correct, but we do need a picture. So,
letters, and they even all going pro.
Mind, right?
Easy.
So, it's not going to work without a with bot, is it? So, if you were on B in this picture,
yes,
blades would come
A
up on
C.
A and C,
and they'd get you and people
right?
on A and C.
They wouldn't hit you. They wouldn't hit B. They'd hit just A and C. But if there's people on A and C,
I see that.
In this picture, there's people on B, so A and C gets hit. And there's someone on C, So B and D get hit. And so, because you guys are in different tiles, and next to each other tiles, like he's on B, you're on C. So because he's on B, blades go up on C and you get hit. And because you're on C, blades go up on B and he gets hit.
This is a really bad place to be.
So you both get bladed. Go ahead and take it.
Oh, man. HP 4.9 balls.
Poor wounded people. I'm going to kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to play the other guys.
That's okay, though. I was deliberately...